The most important thing about the Royal Bank of Scotland Group collection is that it's there's two elements to it. Firstly, it in a sense tells the story of British banking because it includes paintings that date back to the birth of both the Royal Bank of Scotland and indeed the NatWest, all the banks that made NatWest into what it was and made the Royal Bank of Scotland into what it was. But the key point about this is the RBS collection is very much a Scottish collection. It includes a lot of work which is about portraits of the founding fathers of the bank, landscapes of Edinburgh, landscapes of Scotland, and some fairly good but provincial Scottish work. The NatWest collection is very different because in the 1980s, under Lord Alexander and his wife, when he was chair of NatWest, NatWest had a much more expansive policy of supporting and buying contemporary British artists. So it built up what is regarded as being one of the most important collections of post-war contemporary British art that's available. And so merging all of those, you've got quite a fascinating group of paintings. And there is a belief that this may actually be the largest collection of British art in corporate hands in the UK.
Now, the Royal Bank of Scotland, of course, is now 70% owned by the taxpayer. So are we going to get to see these beautiful paintings?
Well, this is what we're being told. Royal Bank of Scotland had, up until the bank collapsed last year, had a much more, one might say, conservative policy about what it was doing with its art. Under Fred Goodwin and his colleagues, the bank was much less interested in allowing its collection to be seen in public. In fact, the last time that any Royal Bank of Scotland work was seen properly by the public was in 2003. And even then, it was just a fairly modest touring exhibition that went around a couple of English cities. Now, the bank has been under some considerable and intensifying pressure this year from organisers and campaigners within the kind of public art sphere, if you like. And they're supported by the Department of Culture. And people at the an organisation called Arts and Business and another group called the Public Catalogue Foundation both say that RBS really has a much, much greater, if you like, moral and public duty to allow the British public to be able to see what it owns because, as you correctly point out, the bank is now 70% owned by the taxpayer thanks to that £20 billion bailout from the Treasury last year.